Today is Maghi Purnima. Another Bhav Tithi, Shri Narottam Das Thakur. So Bhagavan and his Parikars, wherever they appear, what does Bhagavan do? He sends his associates, which Jesus will become, never be alone and bereft of satsang and be influenced by a satsanga. Lotus is always on the water, but it's always similarly when the Bhagavad Parikars appear in this world, they are not touched by the material energy, material world. What does Bhagavan do? If anyone comes, then he makes all arrangements. Because in Gita, Bhagavan himself has said that even if one falls from the path of devotional service, still he is not at any loss. He doesn't lose anything. Even if he falls down or leaves his body maturely, or his devotion source is slackened for some reason, then even so, he will be born in a pure family. And he'll never mean any want for any wealth or anything of that sort. And this everything will be favorable for him to gradually advance in his southern vision. And what does he do? He'll also have to engage in the satsang. He sends his associates. So when Narottam Thakur appeared, he appeared in this kingly house. So his father used to worship all the Brahmins, Vaishnavas. He used to respect them so much. So from his childhood, when the sadhus would come to the king's palace, then he had this good fortune of listening to Harikatha from these sadhus, Narottam Thakur's father. So from his very childhood, he is always influenced by satsang. So they say, Narottam Thakur, whatever Harikatha you listen, he composed many nice kirtans according to the katha that he had heard. And the sadhus, seeing how intelligent he was, they became very surprised. In the council, they asked different kinds of questions. And the king and all the Brahmins, the king, he would discuss with all his ministers. And they would place the king accordingly. So was the king happy with Narottam Thakur? Everyone, they said, they discussed and they gave the answer. But Narottam Thakur, what was his opinion? Once, some coward boys, they went cowarding. At the time, there was one before, then the coward boys were cowarding. Then there would be one boy who would sit on a mound of earth. And this little boy, he would sit on this mound of earth like this lump, and when he'd sit on it, he'd instruct everyone. So the entire society, the entire village would be listening to this small boy. And he'd give very good answers to all their questions. While he would sit on this huge mound of earth. So then they were thinking, he's a coward boy, he's illiterate. He's only some 5 or 6 years old. But as soon as he sits on this mound of earth, then he gives such nice answers. He differentiates between what is good, what is bad. How is it possible that anyone who sits on this mound of earth, then they become very wise? So then they dug that place. They dug that place, and as they dug that place, when they reached the bottom of that pit, they found a Mayur Singhasan. This big of feathered altar. And this Singhasan was present during the time of Balal Sen. And he had this Navaratna Sabha, 9 jewels. His ministers were like 9 jewels. So therefore, this Mayur Singhasan was used by his ministers. And the same boy who was sitting on that Singhasan, which was buried deep underneath. So Narottam Thakur, any question that would be asked to him, immediately he'd answer all the questions. Because as a king, he's always surrounded by subjects. One is saying, I'm doing Guru Seva. I'm Guru's disciple. I'm Guru Seva. But if a Guru, even if he doesn't make disciples, still everyone will be attracted by him. If anyone speaks this Brahmavad Mayavad, follower Brahmavad Mayavad, then he'll say, I'm Guru Sevak. So if anyone doesn't need some other Guru's Anujayi, follower, like he follows the father but not the son, not he follows the son but not the father, then how is he? He's like an ungrateful person. You see, one will only accept Guru, but he'll not accept the Sevaks. He will never respect the Sevaks. He doesn't have any faith towards them. He says, I alone am everything. I am very dear to Guru. So no one can be controlled by such a person. So Narottam Thakur, he would respect everyone. If any discussion would arise, then the king would consult with all his ministers, and then he'd also ask his son, Narottam. Vijay Narottam Thakur, if any Brahmin sadhu would come here, then he'd glorify them with such beautiful verses and prayers. Saying only by darshan, the sadhu purifies everyone. You see, as soon as the sun rises, then darkness is dispelled. Life is instilled within everyone. But this dirt goes away, not dirt that is within one's heart. Just by having darshan of the sadhus, mind and heart, they become very pure. If anyone would come in that sabha, he would respect them accordingly and glorify them. And do such a nice kirtan. You would instill divine qualities within that person. See, one person has very wicked qualities. If he is decorated nicely, then if he even has this one, if he has even one good quality, then if you glorify him for that good quality, then he'll try to increase his good qualities. But if everyone keeps calling him a sinner, useless, debauchee, then he'll become more inimical. Then he'll become, then he'll think, yes, I am like this, then he'll become that eventually. Because you cannot, just by criticizing a person, pointing out all his faults, how can you act for the welfare of that person? Even if he has a small good quality, you should glorify him for that quality. If you glorify him for a small quality, then he'll be very happy. Alright, I have this quality, I have to make more qualities. But if one is only criticizing one person, say he's like this, he's like this, like that, then you're like collecting a huge pile of garbage. You see, how does a garbage pile form? How does a garbage dump form? When one person, he throws garbage in that place, then another person throws, then another person throws, and it's a huge garbage dump is formed. Garbage pile. Similarly, speaking of another person's faults is like that. One will speak, and then another will speak, and then another will speak. So, but sadhu, he is never like this. Sadhu, he makes everyone else a sadhu as well. So whoever had so many questions, and they had this envy, hate, had so many such things. Varnottam Thakur, as soon as they come to him, he was a small boy, but just by coming to him, automatically all their quarrels and all their mental wrangling, all of that would be settled. Like Sadhu Santas, like Haridas Thakur, they would all come to Adait Bhavan in Shantipur. And then Haridas Thakur, he would come to Adyatacharya's house there. Then he would go to Adi Saptagram. Raghunath Das Goswami was there. And then he'd meet with all these parikars of Adaita Acharya. And Raghunath Das Goswami was a small boy. But everyone started coming to see him, like Haridas Thakur. Jadunandan Acharya, Balram Acharya. They all came there to see him. Why this sadhu has this power, the sadhu, to attract everyone? He'd do Hari Kirtan. And Namacharya Haridas Thakur did not go anywhere. He'd not go, even if anyone will invite him. Even if he request him, he'd never come to any place. But he'd go every day to see Raghunath. Similarly, in the council of Narottam Thakur, even if one had any interest or no interest, still he'd go there. Even if he had any intention, no any intentions, you know, he'd go there to see Narottam. And then after the council was finished, then there would be Hari Kirtan with all the sadhus and santas. And since Narottam Thakur came, before the king, he would give many things to the needy poor people. But when Narottam Thakur appeared, what would he do? He would respect the Brahman Devatas, sadhus, santas. You feed them, give them medicine, clothing, food. Give them as much as they wanted. He'd satisfy all of them, fulfill all their desires. But they won't come for those things. They'd come only for this kirtan that he'd sing. This is Rasamayi Kirtan. See, today this Madhur Ras Kirtan, this Madhur Ras festival has begun. For 12 months, 10 months have passed. And all the festivals of Rasa have been observed. This Vrindavan is a place where Krishna loves walking in the forest. But still the festival has not begun. Everyone has adhikar in this festival. Invited, uninvited, everyone. If you call someone, don't call someone, then you know they'll come there. Everyone has a place in this festival. There is no coupon ticket system. So what Krishna do? This was Vasanta Ritu. Today is Vasanta, the spring season, began on Vasant Panchami. That the announcement was made. He didn't appear yet. And during these 2 months, Madhu Madhav, these 2 months are spring. And spring officially begins from today. This is Madhur Utsav. And here on Madhur Ras is distributed from this day. The one person is not happy by anything of this world. So Narottam Thakur, you are a small boy. Everyone would. Mahaprabhu once he went to Shantipur, to Advaita Acharya's house. There he sat down. Where Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they tasted the shark. And they said, Krishna, surely tasted the shark. And just by tasting the shark, surely Krishna Prem will come. So relish this shark with Prem. And always while relishing this Mahaprasad, always chant the names of Sri Hari. So Sri Mahaprabhu himself glorified Mahaprasad. But if anyone eats like cows and buffalo, whatever he gets on his plate, he just starts putting it inside. And you just see how Mahaprabhu is glorifying Mahaprasad. And if one lovingly honors this Mahaprasad and remembers Sri Bhagavan, then it's not the same. Though it seems both are eating Mahaprasad, there's so much difference between them. One is eating Mahaprasad and one is honoring Mahaprasad, serving Mahaprasad. They're not the same. And since Narottam Thakur came, then there will be these glories of Mahaprasad. And now everyone does kirtan of one's bad qualities. But it's very rare to find someone who can do kirtan of one's good qualities. One has even has slightest good qualities. And bring that out and glorify him for that. Distribute those qualities of his. Say their auspiciousness is had. You see, in the house, the father serves his father. And say, when the father serves his father very nicely, then the entire family will also be happy. Saying, why? Because the grandfather's blessings are upon the family. They serve the grandfather very nicely. But one disrespects him. Like, say, Aurangzeb, what did he do? He imprisoned his own father. And then he told his sons, you should always serve your father. And the son said, oh, like how you served your father. Because he put this king, Shah Jahan, in prison. Then Aurangzeb said, yes, see, what they're saying is true. Because Aurangzeb, what did he do? He imprisoned his father. And he'd only give him like one glass of water. And he'd give him like little dry chickpeas with no salt, not even boiled, not even roasted, nothing. He'd just throw it in front of his father. And his father, because he wasn't fed nicely, he ultimately died in the prison. So since Narottam Thakur came, and everyone's happy. Everyone's hearts are so happy. Especially the sadhus who came. They start glorifying Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, everyone. Who is the Panch Tattva? So they're glorifying Brajadham. And gradually, the more you water a tree, the more the tree will blossom. Fruits and flowers. Narottam Thakur, he created such a nice environment where everyone was influenced by the presence of such sadhus. The entire environment became infused with bhakti. Very difficult to find such a magnanimous personality like him, because he was distributing this Bhagavad Ras, making everyone happy. Also, no one can be happy. After some time, although he was a boy, they wouldn't, even they respected him even more than even his father. They would accept whatever Narottam would say. Maharaj would say that once. Once two ladies, they brought one boy. And they said, "Oh, king." One lady said, "He is my son." The other lady said, "He is my son." Now who could decide who this boy belonged to? Now you can do a blood test and find out who the baby belongs to. At that time it was not like this. And they said, "This is my son, my son." So the king, "Just give me some time," he said. Then he asked his ministers, and the ministers, they couldn't give a proper answer. So they asked Narottam Thakur, and what Narottam Thakur say? He said, "You leave this boy in our kingdom, in our palace. And if this boy's real mother, what will she do? Because of her mamata, she will only be weeping for this boy. And the one who is not the real mother, she will be happy. She will not care about this boy." So he just said, "Just leave this boy inside." They left that boy inside the palace. And say, "Hey, start this boy. He used to only listen to Harikatha, doing Kirtan, honoring Mahaprasad." So he forgot his two mothers. But the other mother was weeping so much for her son. And the other mother, she was happy. She said, "All right, let him eat and enjoy." And slowly, no, they said, "Oh, we have come to claim this boy back." So then the king, he said, "All right, bring one sword and give half the, and cut the baby into two pieces and give one piece to one mother and the other piece to another mother." Then the real mother said, "No, there's no need to kill my son. Let him live, and it's better that she take him away rather than having him killed." And she asked the other mother, "Should we kill this boy in two pieces and give you half?" "Anyhow, I want this boy, even if he's cut into two pieces." So Maharaj said, "One has mamata for the son, they'll never want to kill that baby." So how did this vichar come? They're saying, "He's my son, he's my son." Shudamata saying, "He's my son." Devaki saying, "He's my son." See, when Yashoda and Krishna left Vrindavan, start staying in Mathura with her. So does that mean that he became Devaki's son? Yashoda, her heart was so big, so magnanimous. She said, "If any other lady desires my son, wants to be his mother, then this is my great fortune that I can give my son away to such a lady." See, everyone likes their own son, child, but everyone likes Krishna. Well, a parent likes his or own son, but everyone likes Krishna. All the cows say, "He's my son, my calf." And all the Vajradevis say, "He's my son." So Yashoda is so happy that all the Vajradevis like Krishna so much. So she never says that he's only my son. She says he's everyone's son. She says, "How can he be happy? Where is he happy?" And Krishna is serving everyone, making everyone happy. So Narottam Thakur, he thought. And he said, Everyone, the child of Sri Bhagavan. There's no one, you cannot claim that anyone's your eternal mother and father in this world. You had parents before, you had parents now. Again, in the future, you'll have parents. So, but still, can you find a bona fide guru who can give you Krishna in this life? So many parents are going away, they're coming. In the future, again, you'll have to accept them. But you see, even if the children, either someday they'll leave before us, or we may even leave before them. So this way, Narottam Thakur speaks such beautiful tattva gyan in form of kirtans. So the original lady, then she said, the real mother, according to my son's karma, he appeared as my son. Bhagavan, you only do that which is good for the jivas. So I cannot control everyone, like how he does. And say the other lady took the boy away. But now that seed of bhakti had been sown in him, in his heart, he wouldn't stay at home any long. Everything seemed dry to him now. Now he realized no one could give him that prem that he wanted. Anyone who receives this bhakti ras prem ras from him, why will he stay anywhere else? So he ran away from home then, that boy. He took shelter of Narottam Thakur. And he started doing all the sevas there in the king's palace. And they say he never left Thakur Maharaj's association. So how just see the sadhu? He makes everyone else a sadhu as well. Purifies their heart. He never hates anyone. He makes them follow his rasa. So after some time, when Narottam Thakur, being so much separation from Braj, he left home. And he came near Jiva Goswami, he stayed there. And he studied under his care all the Shastras. He studied under his guidance. Then the time came for him to accept Diksha. So Jiva Goswami, he wouldn't give Diksha to anyone. He wouldn't give these Diksha mantras to anyone. He didn't make anyone his sevak. He said, everyone belongs to Prabhu. They're all Prabhu's sevak. There's servants of servants. How can I steal someone else and keep them as my followers? I cannot do this because there is some vichar here. The Manjaris, the Sakis, the Rajadevis, they don't easily, they are not independent. Their independence is dependent on Srimati Radhika. Like Gaurishwar Swaji Maharaj, he told Prabhupada, if I get this order from above, then I'll initiate you. He said, if I only get this order from above, and he said, Sri Guru, he is a manifestation of Vishwa Vigraha, the universal form of Krishna. Krishna bestows his mercy on devotees through the Bhakta, through Sri Guru. And they say, Guru, Siksha Guru, he is Antaryami, he is most exalted among all the Bhaktas, the Siksha Guru. But what has been said of Diksha Guru? So Guru is the form of Krishna, Diksha Guru. See, in one form he is Radharani's Prakash Vigraha, in another form he is Krishna's Prakash Vigraha. There is no difference between both of them, there is only some speciality. The Manjari's Sakis, the Lord Srimati Radharani's desire, they will not do anything. They don't desire to do anything else. Then always under the Anugatya of the Guru Rupa Sakis, and they were not earning independently. And here you speak of Diksha Guru, and Diksha Guru also will not do anything without the desire of Krishna, without Baldev Guru's desire. But this Bhagavad Shakti has been given to them. And they say this Bhagavad Shakti is distributed from there. They see the rays of the sun, they become separate from the sun, they go all four directions and then turn to everyone's hearts. Like you say, when you use this solar instrument on the roof, then it stores, makes all the water warm. Some of the trees also, the roots of the trees, they collect water from everywhere, make the trees so strong. Even the human beings, they drink water and they become so happy. But you see, the rays of the sun cannot enter inside the surface of the water. There is any darkness within. The rays of the sun cannot enter inside there. So they say, the maidservants of Radharani, they don't accept anything independently. So therefore, Jiva Goswami, he sent him to Lokanathas Goswami. But Lokanathas Goswami, even he was not, he did not agree at first to accept him. This is disciple, to give him this Diksha Mantras. So he knew that Jiva Goswami had sent him, had sent Narottam to him. And he also knew Narottam Thakur was a prince. But Lokanath Das Goswami, he was always absorbed in serving Radharani on the banks of Kishore. He couldn't. He said, as long as Kishore's desire is not present, I will not do anything. Therefore, in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami, he told Shyamananda Prabhu to sweep all these kunjas. So therefore, some are saying that he only cleaned the stool of his. But you see, even many people they clean. So does that mean they get Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti? So what is the Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Thakur, they studied under Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami had them study all the Shastras, made them full of Tattva Gyan. But how can they realize this Tattva Gyan within their hearts? And you say, one will get this Tattva Gyan. This Tattva Gyan is distinct from this material Tattva Gyan. And by such Tattva Gyan, which is especially infused with Kripa Shakti, then you will become established in your Swarup. You cannot have Bhavat Prem Bhavat Shakti by your own underwear, by your sadhana. This is only Kripa Siddhi. Only by Kripa Siddhi, this perfection is attained. So when this question is asked, he said, every day you serve the Dhamma. You serve the Dham Vasis. Then something can happen. So Shyamananda Prabhu, he was in Vrindavan. In Nikunjavan, Nidhuvan. Not just two forests there. Not just Kunja Nidhuvan. There are also so many Kunjakutirs. And he started going everywhere, sweeping all these Kunjakutirs. And Narottam Thakur, he decided to go. All these different places that are at the base of Barsana. You see, all of them were absorbed in the seva. When Tulsidas came to his Guru's ashram, he started doing so many different kinds of services, like watering all the trees, plants, and Guruji, he became so happy with him. And he blessed him that he named him Tulsidas. Because he's always serving Tulsi Devi in so many ways. And he empowered him in all ways. The others became opposed to him, but still they couldn't do anything to him. Similarly, Narottam Thakur is doing this seva in Braj. Not just as a show. Not that during the day I'll serve, everyone will see me serving. During the day, he'd chant Harinam and read Shastras, do Parikrama. And all night he'd do his seva. So Lokanath Das Goswami, he saw that who was performing all these services. Not that, oh, I'll give him my mercy because he's cleaning this place. Because you see, when a mother cleans the child's stool, so will Prema Bhakti be had by the mother because she cleans the child. Not that Lokanath Das Goswami is passing and Narottam Thakur is cleaning that place and that he wants someone else to come. He saw how Narottam Thakur was serving the abode of Raj, how he was serving the Rajavasis. So his heart melted. Just say he's a prince, but still he's serving all the Rajavasis. He's so qualified, very educated. How he would utter all these Tavstatis while weeping. And he's serving by his own hands, cleaning the entire place. By his body, mind, words, he's serving. So one day, day before Brahma Murtha, Lokanath Das Goswami, when he would go to bathe in Kishore Kund, there he would serve Radha Vinod. And he do his Kirtan, Stavstuti, Pratana. There he saw that all the Stavstutis the Lokanath Das Goswami would utter, Narottam Thakur would remember them by listening to him. See, this is the this is one quality of a disciple, that he always, as a disciple, he is always thinking that how does my Guru serve Bhagwan? How does he do his sadhan bhajan? You see, the Guru, he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and the disciple wakes up at 9 in the morning. So therefore, Nari Bhakta Vilas, it is said, the disciple should arise before the Guru and should make all these different things ready for him. Like this twig to brush his teeth, an asan, water, achaman, everything. And then the Guru, after he bathes, he puts tilak on. And say, all these rules have been described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. He was serving Radha Vinod, offering these pranams, standard pranams, doing parikrama, offering stavstutis, finishes rounds. He saw everything by his own eyes. Lokanath Das Goswami, Sri Narottam Thakur doing. So then he was sitting on one corner of Kishore Kund, and Raghunath Das Goswami is described in his Vilap Kusumanjali and Raj Vilastav. And Kaviraj Goswami also is described in his Gondali Lamrat. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, now the Granthas, he remembered everything. Once he heard the devotees speak on them. And this way, he offered his pranams and offered many stavstutis. And he would sing very sweetly. And he would offer his pranams and thoughts from the other side. And Lokanath Das Goswami's heart melted seeing him. And he said, one day, that you're performing tapasya here in the middle of the night doing so much seva. Who are you? What do you want? Lokanath Goswami asked Narottam Thakur. He said, I need your mercy. You give me shelter. You give me diksha. It is the order of Jiva Goswami. So I've come here. He sent me here. But still, Lokanath Goswami would not give him diksha. But still, he'd say, there in Kishore Kund, there's a bhajan kutir Lokanath Goswami, a small hut made of dry leaves. He do bhajan there. And then what did he do? He took parikrama of his Guruji. Because if you do Giriraj's parikrama, then you become free from all attachments. You ultimately reach Bhagavan's lotus feet. He will then accept you. You will no longer be bound. So every day, he would offer Dandavat Pranams. He would listen that to the instructions. He would do parikrama of Kishori Kun. He would do everything himself. See, Guruji would say, if your heart is impure, then that impurity is also seen in your surroundings, in the cloth you wear. If you see them, you see, even flies and mosquitoes will not sit on him because of that odor coming out of him. How was Narottam Thakur? He was so pure. And he would clean the entire place. And just as when it rains so much, the entire place becomes very green, filled with so much greenery. Similarly, Narottam Thakur, he didn't just serve his Guru Maharaj for one day. So for so many days, and by Sat Seva, Loknath Das Goswami became so happy with him. He said, oh, this is the Ishwari. This is the place of my Ishwari, Kishori. And he's serving her. Also, Kishori Ji, she gave her permission that now you'll have to accept this boy. Means Radharani, she gave this order to him. So then Loknath Das Goswami, he gave this mantra diksha to Narottam Thakur. And then, after giving Diksha, he made a small hut. He had the Rajasis build a small hut for him. And he started staying with him, Loknath Das Goswami. He was Chote Baba and Loknath Das Goswami, Bade Baba. And the Rajasis had come to give Madhukuri whatever they wanted. Rajasis are very merciful. They wouldn't even let Loknath Das Goswami to Madhukari. They bring buttermilk for him, milk, roti, sabji, whatever they could. They offer Dandavat Pranams to him and take his blessings. Because Loknath Das Goswami was very famous in Braj. Mahaprabhu, even before taking sannyas, he left, he told Bhagavad Goswami and Loknath Das Goswami, go to Braj, even before he took sannyas. And since they came to Braj, ever since they came, they'd wander all over Braj. They relate to everyone, Braj. And they had this very good influence. Why? Because Sadhu, what is his nature? See, Sadhu only thinks about one's well-being. He never thinks of hurting any person. See, how is a sadhu like? He will never harm anyone. And even if anyone tries to harm him, still he'll only think about his well-being. See, the crow is always cawing, but no one likes the crow cawing. But when the crow and but when the cuckoo is cawing, then everyone's so happy. You see, why do they like this cuckoo so much? And why do they hate the crow? So the heart of the sadhu is like butter. So then, Loknath Das Goswami made a bhajanti for Narottam Thakur there. He said, Chote Baba and Bade Baba would do bhajan. And there in the month of May, it was so hot. Right outside the village. You know, if you go there, you'd see. Even outside the village, there's a bhajanti. Now they made a very nice temple for him. And they're doing Seva Puja for Loknath Das Goswami. So he said, Some farmer, he came and he said, "Oh, Bade Baba, give me some water." And Bade Baba, he was absorbed in his mala. He was absorbed in his samadhi. He had no clue what he was asking. And then he went, after some time, Chote Baba said, "Bade Baba is not giving me any water. So kindly give me some water." So the acharya said, there was a village right nearby. Why did he come to this kutir of the Baba? Even though he was Durvasa Rishi. You see, in the morning, all the ladies bring water from, and they give it to the temple. Why? Because the temple has salty water. But all these Vajvasi ladies, they come bring fresh water. They give roti, chaach, milk. When I was in Mathura, for 12 months, every day, they'd give us milk. They won't even take any money from us. And I gave any money for their milk. And so many rotis would come to the temple. How much can they possibly eat? You get so many different clothes, fruits, flowers, everything that you can imagine. No limit to it. You see, even one's family members do not have as much as the sadhus have. Because Krishna is blessing them. So therefore, he could have asked water from the nearby village. Why did he have to come and ask them specifically? So the acharyas say that the Chote Baba, he fed him, he gave him some water, he drank some water, and he left. Then how did Bade Baba find out? Lokanath Das Goswami, how did he find out? He was absorbed in his dhyan samadhi. Then he called Narottam to him, to his side. He said, "Oh, you like this way of feeding everyone, drink everyone water? So then you go now, you leave." But can anyone speak so cruelly? Because Narottam Thakur is not ordinary. Lokanath Das Goswami is not ordinary. So there he said, "See, Krishna is a big cheater. He anyhow cheats and he appears." See, so he wanted to see on whose side Narottam Thakur is. Jejana Sejana Sebhavi Take Amitara Diga Bhakshavadi Sada Kabhu Nahi E Take. He said, "I am only on that side." So he independently gave him water. So if Radha and his dasis can carry a present, and even if Krishna comes and asks them in so many different ways, that, "Oh, let me go inside, have darshan of Radharani," they'll never let him inside. Saying without Kishori's auto, you cannot enter inside. Sin Madhu Jai, Madhu Jai, Mahabhadha Kaito Bhare. That here, oh, by your crying, nothing will happen. We cannot give you this order. You have to go away from here. So Lokanath Das Goswami, he was seeing everything. "Oh, that is cheater has come to drink water. Now if I give him water, what will Kishori think? What will Radhika think? That, oh, you're on his side. Try to make him happy and you want to independently meet Krishna. So this will not happen. If anyone wants to meet him, then Kishoriji will say, all right, you go, stay with him. Not here." In Braj, you see, this such independence will not work. Or else, they'll have to leave Braj then. So by his effulgent eyes, Lokanath Das Goswami was seeing everything. Who has come? Who is giving this water? Because this farmer, he asked him many times, but he didn't answer. There's water right there. So he could have just taken it. Why did he have to ask when he saw a bucket of water right there? So he could have just taken some water himself, drank that water. Saying, "Oh, let the Baba open his eyes." So then Chote Baba, he gave him this water. Then Bade Baba, he became very angry. He said, "No, you have to leave. You cannot stay here any longer." the people of this world, the sadhaks. There's no one who can make them drink this aprakat brajaras. Therefore, go. Loknath Das Goswami, he said, Krishna is asking you for this water. Means what? He's asking something from you. You see, the tree has fruits, therefore they go to the tree. When the tree is dry, then who will go to such a tree? Even a bird will not go there. But the nice fruits being produced by the tree, nice mangoes, and all these different fruits, then the entire world goes there. So, what kind of sweetness is present in Narottam Thakur's hand? Because water could be found in so many other places. And you say that only Babaji is Bade Baba, Chote Baba. You cannot see, no one troubles the Babas in Braj saying, give me. Like we say, Maharaj Parikshit, he was so hungry, he was very thirsty, he went to the king, he went to the sage, the Samya. So, he was absorbed in his samadhi. And then he didn't answer, he looked into Parikshit and Parikshit took a dead snake and put it around his neck. Samikrishi. So then we see what happened to Parikshit. Did anyone go to southern Tism? So then Bhadagava said, alright, now you go to the east. And you serve everyone there, work for their welfare. There's no need to do this here. Then he came weeping to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami said, this is Bhagavan's desire. Now by the order of your guru, you take all these books and you go preaching everywhere. And you teach everyone. And Narottam Thakur, he was very sad. But Jiva Goswami gave him this order. And taking this order on his head, then Narottam Srinivas Shyamanand Prabhu, and also the four buffaloes, not just two, because two will walk and then two will rest, and the other two will walk and the other two will rest. They say they are also sevaks, protecting them. They say, my good sevaks are given from Braj. They would leave them and then return. And how long can these two bulls walk? They'll go for some time, 5-6 kilometers, they'll walk and then they'll rest. They'll drink, eat something, drink something, and then they'll proceed again. And then also these books have to be protected at all times. So what Narottam Thakur do? Wherever he would go, he would first he read all the granthas. And then what did he do? He wrote them in the form of prose and poetry. He wrote all these kirtans in the form of poetry. Not just Bhakti Samrita Sindhu Ujjwal Nilamani. He compiled all the Goswami Granthas. Srinivasacharya and Shyamananda Prabhu. So therefore, Narottam Thakur's style of kirtan is called Manohar Sai. And Shyamananda Prabhu is called Karanhati. He has a very beautiful voice. And Srinivasacharya has his Rainati. Say this Manohar Sai, Rainati and Karati. And every song is distinct on its own, with a particular meter, chord, melody, beat. And Manohar Sai Kirtan is so nice, so attractive. And say, the Grantha was now stolen, the bull cart. The four bulls were sleeping. Even the guards were sleeping. The three acharyas were there. But still any of these books are stolen. Then Srinivasacharya everyone became so sad. And then we get Narottam Thakur. Then Narottam Thakur, he had taken the essence of all the granthas and even made kirtans out of all the teachings that he took. So Narottam Thakur, he went to Kheturi, Shambhuru and to Kapiwalapur. And Srinivasacharya, he stayed back there because he had to get the books back. You know that Leela, everyone knows how he stayed there with King Birambir. And he went there to the palace of the king and they start speaking on the Bhagavad, and he made the king happy. Then the king, he wanted to give some gifts to him. He said, oh, this is Granta. If you can find some information about it and give it back to me, then this will be a Dakshina. And the king said, oh, I have done this. And all these, when these four bulls are coming inside the forest, these oxen, then the minister said, oh, very nice treasure is passing through the forest. It is invaluable. She said, I bought everything then. I left it there because it's useless. See, there's no gold, no jewels, nothing. What will I do with these papers? I cannot even understand what's written on these papers. Because you see, buffalo, what can it possibly understand? A buffalo not understand any letters or alphabets. So they had like gold, jewel, gold, silver, pearls. So that I, then when Acharya Srinivas starts speaking, then Bidambir, he said, no, you will not have to, you cannot ever leave me. Make me a disciple, stay with me, and also look after me. Because once the eyes are there, you see, I was blind, but now I have eyes now. So they are also going to Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha, Kansham, and all these temples manifested. And all the places, Sakis appeared there, and the Sakhas. Now he said, we'll not leave here. Acharya said, no, it's my Guru's desire to preach. So then, Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, they all came. And they made copies of these books. So in his Prarthanamrita, Narottam Thakur, and he's given this Prem Bhakti Chandrika. These two books are his first books to be written. And then he started preaching everywhere. He started doing kirtan. Here Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, by such kirtan, the entire world is satisfied and full of rasa. So this Madhur Rasa Utsav, this Madhur Utsav, this begins during this Madhur Mass, these 2 months. So in Srikant, Narisaka Thakur, Lochandas Thakur, Chiranjeev Sen, Sulochan Thakur, Govinda Kaviraj, Ramchandra Kaviraj, Acharya Srinivas, Kadadhar Das, they all came. Abhiram Thakur, Minukaten Ram. They all came to Srikanda. Because it's not different from these Kunjas went down. And they started doing Sankirtan. Itamru, he came there. And for 1 month, he was continuously singing and dancing. He did not eat anything, drink anything, rest. And 1 month was finished. Then, this Madhur Utsav. Gopinath means he left the Srikanda. And for 1 month he was there, where this Madhur Mass, these 2 months are being celebrated. So after 1 month, Nityananda Prabhu, he told Narisaka Thakur, who is Madhumati Sakhi in Krishna Lila. He said, oh, give me some honey. I want to drink some honey. Because now it's Madhur Mass. This is where this Vasanta Rasa is taking place. In these 2 months of Madhur Matham. So he said, make me drink some honey. And Narisaka, who is Madhumati Sakhi, then he has a pond nearby, which is also called Madhukund. Then he bought 108 pots of this water. And he drank everything. And if he received a few remnants, then they also became very surprised. And there he is bringing water fully. And here you see, so this is Madhur Ras. How is this Madhur Ras? By its touch, by distributing this rasa, it becomes sweeter than sweet. The first said, Madhur Madhur Mithan Mangalanam Sarupam. So known as Kirtan, this Krishna, then it If it's continuous without any impediment, obstruction, like honey streaming from a bottle, then this is Madhumai Kirtan. But what do we do? Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't do. Sometimes anyhow we say Hare Krishna and the whole day we are only absorbed in Maya, thinking about Maya and remembering all the other names. But Nityananda Prabhu, he said, no, you'll have to have this Nityananda, this Chidananda, Premananda. You'll have to have this Madhuras. It should be continuous. Then, so today is this Madhuras Utsav. It's begun today. But for whom? No, we are not even free from Jadaras. We don't need any Aprakritaras. So what will happen then? Therefore, at this time, after Advaita Saptami, 40 days, governmental parikrama is done. And Nityananda Prabhu, he took Jiva Goswami and he will start this parikrama. And Uttam Thakur started preaching. Then this Madhur Utsav, he started. Everywhere he went, he started this Madhur Utsav. And first of all, he did Kirtan of Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And he said how one should pray. He said, all the Kirtans only speak this Anurag Mahi Bhakti. So time, Guruji, he would explain every verse of these Kirtans, not just every verse, every word. He would say, if you want to learn something, then you do Kirtan. This Kirtan, Gauranga Bolita Abhi, Polakashar, Hari Hari Bolite, Nayana Bhavini. Karka Binitashan Karna Abhi, Sansara Asanamur, Kavita Chahavi. At least learn how to pray first. Then you can gradually dance. Swami Maharaj was saying, Gaura Pahu na Bhaji Amaino, Premara Taradhana, Helaya Haraino. Do such nice kirtan. And they say, some would even weep so much. So wherever Maharaj would go, India, West, everywhere, he'd have all the devotees sing this kirtan. This is Gauranga Bolitavi Pulakashar. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Vavinir. When will the day be mine? So therefore, these prayers of Uttam Thakur are so wonderful. So if you want to collect this rasa, then you should bring these kirtans inside your heart. Make a place for them in your heart. Or else, you can never be free from this jarjagat. As long as this jarra is present, then we'll only be absorbed in that. And how can we come outside? Therefore, this Madhumash has begun now. And then, in Braj, Krishna was thinking, then I will distribute this Madhuras. How? Krishna himself, not just the flute. He has his joys, his singa, not just his Vetravishan Venu. He was present to all the 300 boys from. He started doing this kirtan. What kind of kirtan? Where will this Madhurati come from? One who is the adhikari for the Shringaras Madhurati, he has everything. So then Krishna, he started this kirtan. See, Parikshit Mansukhdevi Goswami, he gave this gift of the Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. What is present in this Granth Bhagavat? The Granth Bhagavat only consists of the glories of the Bhakta Bhagavat. saying this bhakta is like that, that bhakta is like that. All his glories are present there. Similarly, Krishna also, he said, if you want to have this Madhurati, then just as Nityananda Prabhu, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, adore Raghunath. Start this festival now. Give this prasad to everyone. Because Nityananda Prabhu is remembering how was Baladev, he all the sakas will be sitting on the banks of the Yamuna and eating prasad there. So he gave this order and less immediately this instruction he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. And what Krishna do? He himself, he started glorifying the qualities. Lalitavashaka and all the gopis and started distributing this rasa to the sadhana siddhas especially. Because Nitya Siddhas, they don't know the glories of the Nitya Siddhas, the sadhana siddhas. So Krishna, he collected all these glories and he gave these gifts to everyone by doing this kirtan. And when they start doing this kirtan, then the swartal laimon means this proper meter, beat, rhythm, everything was sung very nicely. This is like rasayan, means very nectarian to the ears, mind, heart. And they say, but did they become satisfied by drinking this rasa by their ears? No. Their hunger increased even more. They want to drink this rasa even more, even more. And then Krishna started distributing this rasa. Then what happened? All the sakis and manjaris, they were also by the glance of Srimati Radhika, they made a very nice asana for Krishna there on the near Giriraj, near Kadambakandi. You know, if you go to this place near Kadambakandi, you see this entire place like a stadium. They say there's no dust there, no dirt, it's not ever dirty. It's always very pure, that place. This Kadambakandi. And they say, they all start glorifying each other. This is Madhuras, this is Madhutsav. So everyone was thinking, how much can we describe the qualities of the other person? How much do we know of his qualities? If you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you see Sanatana Goswami, he has described all these qualities of the bhaktas. Narada Rishi went everywhere glorifying the bhaktas. And then any devotee he'd go to, he'd say, oh, I'm not so exalted like how you say I am. He is more exalted than me, he is more exalted than me. Everyone, beginning from Hanuman, Shiv, everyone. And they went to Dwaraka, they said, we are also not so. We don't have prem. Once Krishna is always leaving us and running away to some other places. And then when he came to Braj, then he found the culmination of this prem. So Krishna, he is always glorifying the Braj Devi's kinkaris. In Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Nartam Thakur, he is described the name of every sakhi, every manjari, their seva, their form, their cloth, their ornaments, their decorations, what service they do. He has described everything in detail in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika. If you read and if you have this good fortune, then you will also engage in listening. And you will engage yourself in listening to such rasmai katha. And then one day you will also take part in this festival. And you'll also receive these remnants. So Guru Arga made this arrangement. So from today, for Krishna, for 2 months, there's Krishna and he engages in this holy lila. There they take the dust of this viraj and Krishna himself smears it over his entire body and he thinks now become pure. Not just the foot dust of Radharani and the gopis. He also takes the Charnamrit and he takes this Charnamrit and he showers it upon his own self. And he starts bathing in it. And this way, he starts bathing with Charnamrit to wash the colors off his body. And the name Gulal Kund was formed. And then the gopis, they took the Charnamrit of Krishna and they start sprinkling it upon themselves. So all these leelas are taking place, the beautiful leelas. So one cannot attain these leaders, realize these leaders only by sadhana. Therefore, only by Kripa Siddha, Siddhi. If the Guru Varga, if we cannot even glorify the Guru Varga, we cannot even glorify the Vaishnavas. Therefore, you see, Narottam Thakur, from the very beginning of his life, he started this, glorifying all the Vaishnavas. And then he started this Madhutsav. In Kethuri, he invited everyone. All the Acharyas came from Gaudmandal, Kshetramandal, Brajmandal. And Acharya Srinivas, he became the Pujari. And the deities were manifesting. Jahnavadevi came. And Sankirtan Utsav started. And then Loknath Das Goswami also came there. Panchat also came there. Sad Goswami came there. The Das Goswami, Mandas Kaviraj, they all came there. So this is called Utsav festival. So if we start a festival, you see, even a mosquito will not come there. Also what we do, if you have money, then we call these DJ artists. We bring all these musicians. And what do? For 1 hour they take so much money. And then they start shouting so much, they do this, that, they take the money and they run away. But they say only their kirtan doesn't bear so much power. They say the eardrums burst. But by drinking this rasa, so many more waves of rasa will arise within one's heart. Therefore, one should pray for Bhagavan's mercy. That such Madhur Rati, that such a festival can be celebrated. That we can have darshan of such Madhur Bhaktas. That you get this good fortune of listening to this kirtan from them. Relish this kirtan ras. Therefore Krishna, during this Vasanta Ritu, the spring season, he started this Madhur Utsav. And that time during Mahaprabhu's time, not just in Shiva Sangan, even in Sri Kand, even now this Madhur Utsav is celebrated. For Madhu Madhav Mas, Gopinath, he comes to Badalonga from Sri Kanda. You know there are very huge burgot trees there. And his garden, Kunda, and there for 2 months his kirtan itself is celebrated there. All the bhaktas come there. Similarly, Sarvaranagar, Patpadi, where all the acharyas, there also this Madhur Utsav is celebrated, this Kirtan Utsav. Even now in Kantak Nagari, Kanchanpalli Katwa, like that barber who served Mahaprabhu, who shaved his head, it begins from there, from that place. Then all the Kirtan groups appear. They all, day and night, they just engage in Sankirtan. Then, and in Agradeep, Akai Hat, Podagachi, and all these different places. For 2 months, they celebrate a huge festival. Sankirtan rasa is distributed. And the singers there, so they themselves cry and they make others cry. And they say 24 hours, they are always engaged in such kirtan. If you see by your own eyes, then you'll realize. But now by the influence of Kali Yuga, now Tamasi, Rajasi, everyone is becoming Tamasi and Rajasi. Like you say, Holy Leela is so pure. They take this dust of Raj and they're smearing on their bodies. But now they use Koltar, chemicals. Then these chemicals, they create such an impression, such a dye, that this will not leave you in for 10 lives. It will be stuck to your skin, the color that they throw. This illness of Kali, they use such chemicals and throw it on your body. The color never goes away. So Madhur Utsav, it's not like this. Very beautiful festival. Hari Bol.